UFO and extraterrestrial mysteries. When it comes to UFOs, there are many instances where they are being escorted by helicopters or chased by fighter jets. It has been witnessed enough times for us to know the government has to know what is going on. Are there two different kinds of UFOs? There might be ours and theirs. The UFOs being escorted sometimes are radioactive or at least putting out radioactivity. This might prove they are ours because we might not have the very advanced propulsion systems extraterrestrials have, and we are trying to substitute our most powerful fuel, which is nuclear. On the other hand, some may think just because radioactivity is deadly to us, it may not hurt the extraterrestrials, so they don't see it as a hazard. Sometimes something is seen which is so unusual people think it is a UFO, but it may not be. Take for example a sighting which was made of a long tractor trailer truck hauling something which looked so unusual people who saw it thought it was a UFO. Let me ask you this, since when would an uncovered UFO be hauled around, especially in the daytime and without a military escort? Oh, I have the answer, never. Just because something looks unusual doesn't mean it is not from this earth. Have you noticed there are a lot more different shaped UFOs appearing in the sky? It is as if the alien presence is increasing and we may be getting more aliens from other planets which have become interested in us. Some of the configurations we have seen are shapeshifters, circular, cylindrical, pyramid, triangle, fiery and rectangle among others. The colors are all over the spectrum like orange, white, green, silver, red and others. It does make one wonder why we are so popular. It seems the Earth must be an unusual place and we might be an unusual race. Since the aliens are so interested in us, why haven't they revealed themselves to the public? A high Israeli official has said Israel and the United States are working with extraterrestrials, and they have expressed the fact they feel we are not ready yet to know the truth. It was also said they are part of a large association which seems to be similar to our United Nations and want us to be able to join. It seems to me it could turn out intelligent life is very rare in the universe, so that is why they are excited to find it. One thing seems to be for sure, and that is the extraterrestrial UFOs can be any shape they want because it doesn't seem they need worry about air resistance like we do. What does this mean? To me it is a sign they are not using chemical fuel which uses thrust to keep the UFOs aloft. It seems to be more of an anti-gravity scenario. One of the things I wonder about is if aliens are working with us in secret, as many whistleblowers say. Have they given us advanced technology which is being hidden from us ordinary people? Remember people like the former head of the secret aircraft design bureau at Lockheed Skunk Works said we have the means to take ET home. He was talking from his deathbed. The same was true for a famous aircraft designer. One of the things we have discovered, according to some experts, is the fact a UFO's interior is not subject to the gravity of the Earth in its inside compartments, and that is why they can make some really incredible maneuvers without hurting the passengers or crew. If a plane tried to duplicate some of these maneuvers, the pilot would die because he would be crushed. Is the government building craft in secret which look like UFOs and outperform the aircraft we know about, and are they space worthy? It also seems to me at least most if not all of these alien craft are somehow able to get around faster than light speed or by bending space with a warp engine of some type. When that deathbed statement was made, was that an indication we had a warp engine or knew about a system of wormholes which might be throughout space and can be used as shortcuts? Another thing is very obvious, and that is these UFOs seem to be able to go through the air, into the water, into volcanoes and even in some cases, through the sun. It does make one wonder, if they have some sort of confederation, do they share their technology? It looks to me that some of the UFOs are more advanced than others. Not all UFOs seem to have the ability to shapeshift, for example. There are some which seem not to be solid but more like some sort of plasma. The saucer type, which seem to be the type which go back thousands of years, seem to be a solid metallic vehicle of the type we might be building if we were a more advanced race. Why are there so many cases of UFOs being escorted? As I said, these may be ours. They seem to be more of the pyramid shape. Remember, that was the shape of the UFO years ago, which poisoned a couple of women on the ground with radiation as it flew over them while being escorted by helicopters. There have been other types of UFOs escorted, and one which comes to mind was when a saucer UFO was spotted by witnesses with jet planes on either side of it while it was flying. In the 1970s, Neil Armstrong went to the jungle in Ecuador with over 100 scientists, military and others. Supposedly there is a library in a cave with metal golden books which are said to be from a race which came from a different planet and settled here in the distant past. A legend states the library contains technology which is far more advanced than ours, and some believe it shows how the ancient humans were taught how to build structures like the pyramids and others. A man claimed when he was 17 years old, he saw the library and said there were thousands of metal books. Inside the caves there were what looked like intelligent intervention. Some of the blocks inside the cave had right angles and they did not look natural. A skeleton from 1500 BC was found. The library was unfound and about 10 miles of cave systems were mapped, but it is believed there are hundreds of miles of systems in these caves, so if the library is there it will not be easy to find.